dead. Dead.
Bonjour et bienvenue à la bière artisanale Es Morte. That means craft beer is dead. I was doing it in French because remember last time we were talking about French.
I like looked up and I'm like, oh my God, I'm kind of impressed.
Thanks, Google. I was going to do German because that's the one language I actually know.
Ça va.
What?
Wow.
Yeah. It's not here in front of me right now. I was going to say how my name. Oh, I thought I had that one. Anyway, my name.
Je m'appelle.
Chris Face.
Common misconception. No one in France goes, oh.
Not until I get there.
And oui, not a thing. One oui.
Oui.
Hi, Internet.
Hey, guys. Again, je m'appelle Chris Face, and I'm sitting here with...
Je m'appelle Passage Traveler.
What
about I took French for fun.
What about for us dumb Americans?
Le petit... I don't know how to say pint size. And I don't remember saying
La petite sazde.
Le petit.
I'm still going to keep doing it. Sorry, France.
Actually, can turn that around. So Le Petit Prince is one of my favorite children's books and is also originated in French. Like, it's a French children's book. And I just got a lovely bottle of Le Petit Prince from Jester King. Thanks to my lovely fiance, Douglas, went to Texas with.
Went over to we went and checked out Austin, Texas. Keep hearing it's a cool town. It was a cool town. A lot of fun things to do over there. So we were checking out the local beer scene and kind of hanging out at a bunch of all the different types of establishments. So
a little foggy though, yeah.
A little bit, like the second day. A little foggy, yeah.
A little chilly.
I didn't think it was too bad.
I know. I really want to get into this, even though I doubt he's going to listen to it. So one of our friends, EJ, went to Texas with them, and the Marine that he is, he did not check the weather or listen to anyone who specifically told him what the weather was going to be like, so he had to make a very expensive trip to what store was it again?
Patagonia,
which is
so
expensive.
I love Patagonia, but that's one of those things where, like, you're making a kind of tiny investment.
I will only get Patagonia at Plato's Closet.
Okay. I usually go over to REI and check their clearance rack.
It's one of those brands. But so anyway, just thought that was hysterical.
Oh, my God.
Can you just do his little, sounded?
Yeah. Can you be the woman on the phone?
I so can.
Okay. So EJ, our buddy, is freaking out because it's nice during the day. It's like 64. But it's about to drop down to, like, maybe 39?
Mental picture. He's also about 6'5 and about 250 pounds.
275 of, like,
275
pure,
of pure
as he
muscle.
Quotes, almost pure muscle.
Almost.
And most of it is.
And it really is.
He's not a small dude.
He's a big fucking guy.
So when you hear a conversation like this, just imagine that man doing this. So we're trying to figure out Patagonia. They're doing only, like, curbside stuff. And we were like, hey, just call them, see what they can work out for you. And so he picks up the phone and it goes, ring, 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 ring.
Hi. Hello. How are you? What can I get you?
Is this Patagonia? Since you didn't tell me it was Patagonia.
Hi, this is Patagonia. What can I do you for?
You know, I'm really cold and I need a jacket. That was the extent of the conversation.
I'm really cold. You got to do it, EJ. I'm really cold.
I believe that the sentence from your end was like, how are you doing today? Well, not good.
I'm really cold.
I'm really cold, and I'm trying to find a jacket.
So this motherfucker drops like 140 bills on winter wear because he didn't believe the guys he was traveling with that Texas gets kind of cold. Like, I said, it was like, high 60s, 70s during the day-ish, but then would drop the hell down, right?
Like a desert.
Oh, almost weird. Like you're in one. So aside from that hysterical story, which you would appreciate more when you know him, you also hit up some breweries, correct? Yeah, so you did get to go to Jester King, which is super badass.
Yeah, no, that one was a lot of fun. I feel like it's one of those kind of breweries where it's like a tick list kind of one. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like if you're in the industry for a while, everyone's got their own list of like, oh, have you been to like Russian River or Dogfish Head or Sierra Nevada? Or like Jester King's definitely one of those kind of like destination point style breweries.
100%.
And it was super cool, you know, like they had retailered their ordering system, which is fun because, you know, they're obviously dealing with their own kind of series of whatever the pandemic's doing with them. Yeah. So
they were not to go only, correct?
No, they were doing a really good job of on site. And the cool thing about it, too, obviously, they have some indoor seating. But majority, if not like 95% of the seating out there is all outside.
And it looks like a field. I mean, yeah, Doug was sending photos as you guys were there, and I was just mind blown because that is not what I pictured when I was thinking Jester King, because it's kind of funny because, I mean, you didn't come back and, I mean, did you – you didn't mention that you had any children's tears beers, so where is there – Satan not inside of you?
Guys, this is the kind of hard-hitting reporting that we're going to do at Craft Beer is Dead. Once I heard about that story – I said, fuck this. I'm flying to Austin.
Yes.
I'm going to Jester King. I'm walking straight up to him and being like, are you, what was the lady accusing of them again? It was just so fucking crazy.
Just being satanic worshippers.
Are you satanic worshippers? And they were like, some of us, yes, but we include that in our diversity program.
I mean, the hoodie that I'm wearing is very evident that that's like also part of their branding. So it's very, very humorous that that was the story around them.
Maybe that's why
them.
They have goats on the far.
I mean...
No, they are definitely not Satanists. And if they are, fucking cool, good on them. They still make great beer and they treat everyone nice.
I mean, we've talked about what Satanism really means. It's just trolling all other religions.
I mean, try it for a day is all I'm saying, right?
Chris has been doing it for 5 years and look how great he's doing.
Yeah, definitely don't cry myself to sleep at night every night. It's fine. No, but like, no, we went over there and you know, obviously their portfolio is a lot more diverse than the average brewery that you're going to run into. But yeah, dude, the location was stupid. You could not be a more perfect day. It was like high 50s, low 60s. You're sitting on a farm. And I'll be honest, like when I first walked in, I was like, okay, sitting on a farm drinking beer.
Yeah.
Cool, whatever. And then like after like two beers and you're just sitting there watching like the wheat move.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh shit, I get it.
I feel like that is where Doug was at mentally when he was sending pictures, because I literally got one single photo. Let me just bring it up really quick for Chris so he can just kind of laugh. Basically, you know, he was just sending miscellaneous stuff. And then all of a sudden, just super randomly, I get like a single shot of literally just like a close up of grass. So I was like, okay, I mean, sick.
Yeah. Like he did.
But it looks beautiful, but it's just so funny because this is, I only got three photos at this time, and it was like some dirt ass back road that doesn't have the brewery in the photo whatsoever. Mm-hmm. And then I got another photo that's just like a giant landscape that you still can't tell it's a brewery. And then the third photo was just like the wheat blowing in the wind.
Yeah, I think
so.
That
I was like, so can you send me a picture of the brewery? Because I really want to know what it looks like.
I think that was after about like a third beer and he was singing Colors of the Wind and a raccoon was following him around. I think it was
Story of my fucking life, Chris.
Yeah. No, Jester King was great. We went out there. Probably had too many there, but it was a really fun time. We also visited... I forgot about that one. We also visited, I think it was like Common Grounds or Common District Brewing, Twisted X Brewing. And then a couple of other ones that I apologize for not remembering the name because we were just bouncing around a lot.
Did Jester King do a lot of like farmhouse style?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Right? That's like what they kind of specialize in.
So like I'm pulling up their menu now of some of the things.
Is it Fooders? Like what are they doing?
It's hard. I wouldn't
Did
answer
you see
that
their
right.
setup also?
No.
No? Okay. Okay.
They had that on like a separate building.
Oh,
but
okay.
Like they had a lot of really cool stuff. You know, runs the gambit too of things, obviously a lot more farmhouse driven. Saisons, grisettes, those kind of things. And then we also saw, you know, like a pale ale for I Voted Today. They also did Hominomania. I'm sorry.
Which You're like Hominomania.
That was a lager, pale lager brewed with hominy, which was a big fan of, you know, a couple of people just want light beers and stuff like that. So,
what was your favorite beer of the trip?
Of the trip?
Yeah, the whole dang trip. Doesn't have to be from Austin. What did you just drink that you were like, oh,
no,
damn.
For sure. Honestly, let's see here. I'm going to see if I can find it. The They did an oat saison over at Jester King, which I really, really enjoyed. Had a couple of those. And then let me see if I can find. Actually, Fisher turned me on to this one. And they pretty much had it like in almost every single bar in the area. And it was called Electric Jellyfish from Pint House Pizza. And it was just like a hazy IPA. And, you know, nothing crazy about the style. They didn't like reinvent it, but it was just really, really well done. So definitely when you're out there, check them out. Twisted X was great. The Electric Jellyfish you can find pretty much anywhere. Zilker did a lot of really fun things too. A lot of like
Zilker.
Yeah, a lot of like seasonal kind of stuff, and then lager based as well. There's a lot of just big breweries out there. It was really weird because, like, you know, there's going to be a lot of them, but like they're all really well put together.
You didn't go to Austin Beer Works, right?
No, but I had a few of theirs.
Everything was really spread out. Like when Doug said that Jester King was like 40 minutes from downtown, I was like, oh shit. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know why. I just had this. I think it was because of the article that we talked about with the woman claiming they were, you know, satanic, you know, putting kids in the fermenters. And the way she kind of described the way she was standing on the street and saw the little girl's bow on the ground, you know, I don't know why. I just was really picturing it to be some more downtown. Like, I did not think it was in the middle of nowhere like that.
And so two things on that comment there. One, if you are going over there to look for things, you're not just going down the fucking road. You are going out of your way.
Yeah, so like, she was standing there for days in the middle of nowhere then. Yeah. Like, that doesn't that bring this whole story like kind of more full circle for you?
BB even more crazy. Two, yes, there are kids there because it's a cool, fun environment. Families bring their fucking kids and they all run around. They're having a great time. They have goats that you can just go play with. You can play with the goats. And
they're
that's
not fainting ones, though.
No, I wish. I did try running through screaming and I just got looked at oddly.
And then they were like, ah, like, do nothing back at you.
No, they just kind of stared at me like an idiot. They're like, you think we're the dumb ones? No, but yeah, like, there's kids around. Yes, the kid's gonna drop a bow. They suck at holding on to things. Yeah. They lose shit all the time.
It didn't look like the place to have like a big Satan monument or anything.
I mean, if I was gonna, I'll admit it did look great for that. But I don't think they're using it for that. That's all I'm saying. And that's coming from somebody who went there to investigate that, and that was the only reason I didn't go, for their delicious, delicious beer and for their awesome staff and all that good stuff. So. But yeah, Austin was great. Look forward to
what's your favorite food?
Ooh, that's a good one. We went to a bomb-ass barbecue spot. That's kind of like a no-brainer. And then we also did, there's a place called Moonshine for brunch.
Ooh.
Yeah. And then they their French toast is really good, and then their biscuits are so good.
Is that where Doug got the biscuits and gravy?
Yeah.
That photo, I was like, oh, shit.
She looked dope.
That looked really damn good.
Yeah, so... yeah, when you're out there, check them out.
Yeah.
Super nice staff, too. They do a really good job at everything. The food was amazing.
That's awesome.
We didn't have one bad experience anywhere, honestly.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, not flying, nothing. Like, how was flying? Let's just get into that super fast.
We went out on JetBlue.
I'm curious.
You know, everything spaced out pretty well. We came back on Frontier. They didn't give a shit.
Oh.
They packed everything.
I don't want to talk about your ride home, because I was sitting at Beer Commission from 3:15 until 5:15, Chris, in the parking lot, because I'm thinking at any minute Doug was going to be like, oh, we just landed. Well, I knew you were coming at 4:15. No, I got there at like 3:30. Was expecting the text around maybe like 4:15, 4:30, 4:45, 4:50 rolls around. I still don't hear from him. Like, son of a bitch, man.
Yeah.
So I didn't actually pick him up till like closer to almost 6.
So what was funny too is this was the first time. I will say this is the first time I've heard this, and I think they should do it more often.
Mm-hmm.
Good on you, Frontier. They were like, just so as we land or whatever. They're like, okay, you know, front rows first. Which, by the way, if you're listening to this and you're that fucking dickhead that just stands up and tries to run in front of everyone, stop.
You mean the stupid bitch that sat next to Doug?
Yeah. Everyone, stop doing that. Yeah. You are not more important. And if you like feel like you're late or whatever, you just manage your time incorrectly.
Seriously.
Fucking hold on. We're
no
all trying to get there.
Problem.
It's a zipper. 1, 1, 2, 2, 3, 3. That's
exactly.
It. That's how it works. But what they did do halfway through everyone getting off was just like, they go, ladies and gentlemen, our flight attendants do have another flight to get to, and we'll be honest, we're just running late. So if you could exit the plane as quickly as possible, if you don't have time to stand up and get your bags, let those past you who already are ready.
Wow.
That was it.
So that just sounds like mayhem. So that sounds like whoever did do the cardinal rule of like, don't fucking do that. They were almost justified because of how the captain related
but I've never heard
a captain say that shit. And that's even more alarming because we also, if you don't know, now you know. So Frontier, Spirit Legion, if you guys don't know, their pilots only have to do about a fourth of the fly time.
I can tell.
So that's actually a fact. That's not like me just pulling that out of my asshole. Like we have been told by pilots that say it's actually pretty much a quarter of the fly time that they have to do that. So that's even more alarming. So take that aside. How long was now their pre-flight check? Because you have to do a full once over on the plane, and that's even like a small four-seater Cessna.
Oh, no.
Still takes about 45 minutes to do a once over.
No, they're not. No, I'm sorry. Like,
no, it's fucking terrifying.
Yeah, we watched that plane. Like, and this was how bad it was. We watched that plane land. We were in a terminal that they literally built in a canopy area just to like get rid of Frontier out of like the main airport.
God.
And they pulled up like a giant like ramp to get onto the plane, like a regular fucking plane, not like one of those little prop ones where you're like, oh, a little staircase. No, they were like, yeah, you're going to want to walk 20 yards at a 45 degree angle that way and then double back and watch your head because the propeller, like that kind of shit. There's no way they were doing anything. Yeah.
Did they actually say watch your head?
No, but
I was going to say, like,
but here's what I will say. Like, when you talked about like the difference in flying, and I understand, and if you're a pilot out there, I apologize. And mm-hmm. I'm very ignorant to flying planes. I know it's probably a lot more difficult than I can even imagine. But what I will say is on the flight up, it was like, at one point, you heard this. We're sorry about that, guys. Some unexpected turbulence. We should be good from here on out. That was it. And then all of a sudden, like, on Frontier, they're like, all right, we're descending now. It was the worst. Like, for the rest of it. So,
all
that stuff aside, I don't want to spend, like, 30 minutes
railing on
them.
I know, but you want to open what we were going to open and kick this-ish off?
Let's do that.
Okay, so we're going a different route this episode specifically. Okay, so.
Route 6.
Specifically. So we are actually opening up a cider.
Yeah, it's a local cider number or cider company. It's a local cider company called Peddler's Hard Cider. And they're actually out of a Quantum Leap winery.
Yeah. Which I heard really, really, really good things about that winery. I actually did not know that correlation was the thing. But if you like wine, if you like cider, highly recommend checking them out. I heard it's really, really neat. I personally have it, but I've heard great things about it.
If you like pina coladas. I couldn't remember the rest of it.
So this is for a specific reason, like I said. I do like on the back of their can, they say, don't be a jerk. Please recycle this can. Pack it in, pack it out.
Yeah, and they've actually do a couple of cool seasonal brands. So this one is just the standard Peddler's. If you're out there and you're wondering what kind of cider it is, it's not necessarily that same kind of sugar bomb kind of apple juice kind of thing. They do a really cool job of doing a little bit more traditional cider aspect on it. So it's going to be a lot more attenuated, a little more dry, almost have like that white wine kind of aspect of things going on.
Absolutely. It definitely so it's funny because you know, I've been seeing this brand for a very, very long time, almost maybe even 2 years, and never once tried it. But that's exactly what Chris said. It has a really, really, really pleasant apple flavor to it, where you can clearly tell it's not like a pineapple cider or any bullshit like that, because that's whatever.
And but, they, you know, they do some other like fruit forward kind of things too from time to time, but it, you know,
love just apple cider. I know this is probably against 99% of people's opinions, but I love other fruits and stuff, but like cider to me is just so crisp and so fucking good that I just love it when it stays apple, because apple is just such a crisp, clean fruit. And it's also kind of hard to hide stuff behind it, too.
I would say so, too.
You know?
Yeah, so they've got, right now, they've got this one. They also have the Peddler's Road Rash, which is their strawberry hard cider that you can get from their tap room as well. So
I do fuck with strawberry, though. But
I could fuck with
love apple. Just straight up apple.
So, yeah, we decided to change it up a little bit, do a cider. And you kind of mentioned a certain reason why, I wonder, that you were talking about over there for something.
Yes. So, hold on. Doug just sent me this. Oh, shit. Hold on. I'm going to hand Chris something. We're not going to say it out loud yet, but oh my God.
Top best something in the whole country.
Oh, cool. Spoiler. I'm just kidding. It's not going to be a spoiler. I won't mention it.
No, we won't say it, but how fucking cool. Anyway, okay.
So, yeah, we'll geek out about that off air.
We'll geek out about that later.
You guys will hear about it.
Oh, you guys will find out about that. It's kind of a dick swing. All right, so hopping right into the cider realm of things. All right, so within the last 2 weeks, this has kind of popped up on my newsfeed. I actually didn't even follow this girl before this, but since everything that happened, and that was for no rhyme or reason, I just, you know how Instagram works, sometimes you just don't see people. So her name is Girl with a Cider Review. Tass, I believe her name. So she's Canadian girl who just, you know, works in the cider scene. She's very big into it. That is her main occupation.
Okay, I'm looking her up right now. Yeah, out of Ontario.
Yeah, so...
seems pretty cool.
Like this fucking matters. But so I'm happy that you're on her page right now. It's a very wholesome, very proper... I mean, there's... She did a post specifically on this subject where she did a more risque photo shoot, but that was specifically for what we're going to be talking about.
Okay. Yeah, so but everything else,
if you look at everything else, it follows the same, just, I mean, very classic, very classy,
yeah.
Just a very, very, very cute page that is just full of information, okay? So, this is mainly regarding the cider industry, but I also think that this holds a lot of ground also in the craft beer industry, in beer, maybe even cigars. This really just holds ground on everything. This really did strike a nerve with me, just because this was a very serious post that a male did. His name is Asshat. No, his name is Cider Mike. So Cider Mike, you
Cider _Mike.
My laser targets are set on you right now.
All right, I'm just gonna stand back on this one.
Oh, you so should. All right, so.
I wish I had a laser effect
right now. Okay, so this write-up basically was bashing her and bashing all the females in the cider industry, claiming that the only reason why they got into the industry was for attention and something to pose naked with. So he went as far as putting on his Twitter account this collage of 6 females who just so happen to be in, I mean, they're at a beach. Like, they're in a bathing suit, they're at a beach. 2 of the women aren't at a beach, and they are just showing a slight top of cleavage. Like, fucking whoop-de-doo, man.
Did you see his Twitter photograph that he uses?
Yes.
It's the Aphex Twin fucking chick in a bathing suit album cover.
So he changed his shit, because it's actually a photo of him. Oh, I have screenshots, motherfucker. So this asshole made a collage and was like, girls promoting cider on Instagram, like, and then did this little like bullshit write-up thing. So I like her response. It's Cider Mike thinks it's okay to post this photo without any of our consent, sexualizing us and ignoring our work in the industry. Myself and my friends are hardworking ladies who also love cider. I hope you spend time educating yourself on why this is wrong. So she didn't curse at him. She didn't say anything sure. Like, you have small pee-pee power, whatever. So he goes, haha, okay, I'll remove it. I'm only kidding. Like, you don't post some you went out of your way to make a collage using people's photos without their consent and then making fun of them. And you think, oh, haha, it's a fucking joke, bro?
No, that's literally, like, the equivalent of, like, a keyboard warrior who just got called out and goes, oh, shit, I did not expect them to respond back. And goes, haha, just, like, it's literally, okay, I always remember, like, when I was growing up, siblings, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, they would punch you in the arm and then go, haha, just kidding. I was like, fucking, no, that's not
no,
just
that
kidding.
Hurt, bitch.
You went out of your way to do that, you dick, and you
and
can't
now
just
I'm
say
telling
just
mom.
Kidding. Yeah.
No, I totally agree, because once something is done, I don't know why we were told from a very young age that just as long as you say I'm sorry, just kind of squashes whatever you did and stuff. And I don't live life like that. Like, I'm a pretty quick person to, take someone's apology. But after, I mean, not even, no, I can't say that. That's a total fucking lie. I hold a grudge for a decent amount of time until internally I think that you've accepted what you have done wrong and that that actually internalized with you. I don't give a fuck how many times you say I'm sorry. If I can't see it in your eyeballs and see that you're actually like genuinely sorry about something, I yeah. really don't give a rat's ass. And I don't need to accept your apology. I'm pretty good at just cutting people off. And if that it was just that outrageous, then it was, that's it, you're done. So I definitely think it's something that we as humankind just need to stop doing. And what I mean by that is we all follow accounts that consist of half or fully naked females, and that's our choice. Like, it's their choice to make those accounts. I mean, I'm really personally sick of seeing pages with half naked women, and they give a full-blown caption, and they get mad when people write kind of ridiculous comments in their photos.
Yeah.
It's just something that's going to happen if that's the type of content you're putting out, okay? It's like you can't be butthurt at someone not respecting you if you're almost relaying that you don't respect yourself. You know what I mean?
It's not even necessarily that. I don't know. I wouldn't say it's a lack of respect for yourself. I think it's okay. I would argue it's two sides of the same coin, right? One on the consumer's aspect of like, don't be a fucking dick and throw a bunch of hate towards somebody who's doing something that you're like, oh, I can't believe they would just do that. And I'll be honest, I don't particularly follow a lot of these accounts that literally just use sexuality.
Yes.
But that doesn't mean that I'm going to sit there and tell them that like what my opinion is more important than what they're doing. That doesn't fucking matter. What it comes down to is if you don't like that and you don't respect it, just don't pay attention to it.
Exactly.
You don't have to pay attention to that.
You don't. I don't follow these accounts. There are so many women in the industry where just because I'm a woman in the industry, I don't have to follow your Instagram. We don't have to be friends. And I see people unfollowing me all the time. If I do follow them and they post something like fucking nuts and I unfollow them, it's not you as a person, because no shit, I don't know you as a person. This is the persona you're giving off on Instagram. So if I don't want to scroll through my newsfeed and see tits and ass all day, that's my fucking prerogative.
Yeah.
Just like it's your prerogative to post those things.
And that's another thing I want to get into as well, is just because you don't agree with it doesn't mean it's your fucking choice to tell them they should or shouldn't
exactly.
be doing it. It
100%.
Is not your life. You do not have the same life as them.
Yes.
And honestly, too, like, realistically speaking, how is that any different than if you had posted a fucking photo on your Facebook of you and your boys out on a beach drinking a bunch of Miller Lights
exactly.
with your fucking shirts off?
Yes.
What is the difference there?
Thank you so much for saying that, because that's actually one of the points that I think I see circulating the most, is that exact what you just said.
And like, no offense either, too, not to make it a sexist thing or like a male-female thing, but like, dude, if you're out there, you literally are just following these things to objectify women. That's it. And honestly, too, some women know that and they lean into it, and that's how they're able to build their brand, and that's fine. No one should be able to tell them they shouldn't do that.
But don't also think that we're not girls because we're not following your page, when that's just something I don't need to subject myself to see your butthole or you in lingerie every day. Like,
yeah.
I don't have to watch that, and that's okay. Just like you don't have to follow me if what I talk about doesn't relate to you, totally acceptable. Like, that's just how shit works, you know?
Yeah.
And it does bother me when, I mean, it you know, men are kind of like, wow, look how huge her knowledge is. I would love to put my face in there. Like, you don't be a guy and follow these women on Instagram who are just posting pictures of themselves in lingerie and peer and stuff. And if you are actually going to those pages for like viable knowledge on beer, like, you're probably also the issue.
I will say this, because, okay, let's just call a spade a spade. You're doing that. You're following those pages because you want to see tits and ass.
Exactly.
And that's fine.
But
everyone and their mom.
Blanketing everybody.
Here's the difference.
That.
Everyone in there. Let's be honest. 95% of the people listening to this right now look up porn. Who fucking cares? Go do your thing. Mm-hmm. No one's judging you. It's pretty common these days. And so, like, if that's the motive and that's, like, basically what you're getting out of this is some sort of tingle of your sex drive, then guess what? They know what they're doing. Mm-hmm. They're doing it right, and they got you exactly where they fucking want you. Don't be mad at them just because they basically, like, they are giving you what you want and you're too embarrassed to say. And so it's easier for you to sit there and throw fucking, like, a derogatory comment towards them and put yourself mentally in your own capacity of, like, oh, I'm better than them because I don't do that. Even though you hit that follow button.
Yeah.
You're the one going to that. You're the one literally going and screenshotting things to make some sort
of
fucking
a collage.
Yes. You are doing it. You're consuming it, man. Like, fuck off.
And
like,
we need to stop blanketing all of women who have a social media account that are, I mean, this is clearly a male-dominated field. That's obvious. And that, I think that's even cider, to be honest. Like, yeah. I don't know too much about cider. This is all now going to be speculation. But I'm pretty sure a lot of guys are making cider. I do think maybe there's more women in cider than women in beer. I have no idea.
I don't know.
I have no fucking idea. But
I don't even think it's a cider issue, more or less.
No. But that's where I'm talking about is, like, this poor girl, honestly, I'll say poor girl, because she was clumped in with maybe one or two accounts that maybe that is what they do, is just post sexual photos holding something in their hand. But we as a society really need to stop blanketing all women who have an Instagram account and pose with the product as being one of those girls. Like, if, like I said, if you're relying on a girl in bra and panties for your craft beer news and knowledge, yeah, I do think you're a problem. And also, see, don't assume that all of us are the fucking same and that those accounts should be this in the same judgment. Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, I think realistically speaking, and this, and I may be 100% wrong on this, and I apologize if this comes off weirdly, but to a degree, there's always, on any of these profiles, every single one I've ever seen, no matter how wholesome they are, there's always one or two that is a little bit more provocative. And that's okay. That's fine. That's
and
their choice.
What is your definition of provocative? So also, I like to think this because, like, if, like, my page, I've gotten a lot of compliments, but this is the highest compliment I've ever gotten in my life, was when men come up to me with their wives and they both tell me that, like, she doesn't follow me, but he does. And she is totally fucking okay with that.
That's great.
And that I'm the type of page that, you know what I mean? That she feels comfortable with her husband following, which, I mean, let your guy follow whatever the fuck he wants. He's not doing anything, trust me.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's also very difficult for me to relate to the females who do a crazy amount of sexual poses and sexuality on their Instagram. Because, so you have people like the girl named Jake. Which, do you follow her on Instagram?
No.
But no? Look her up real quick. So, a girl named Jake, I think she has like 40,000+ followers.
Also, real quick, Squee, if you're listening, I'm looking this up for research, and if it shows up on my Instagram search bar or whatever, like, I'm not being a perv, I swear.
Trust me. No, this is the type of page, this is the content I'm talking about. Look up her shit.
Okay.
You, no one, 40,000. No female you will ever date will ever have a problem with you following this account. She proves, this is the epitome of proving, you can develop a following without putting your boobies in every single picture.
Okay, so, but here, that's where I'm gonna be the, not the devil's advocate, I fucking hate that term.
No, please do.
But, like, really all it is, like, that's fine. You can do that. But you can also do it the other way.
But understand where this is, where you can't get mad at the comments you're receiving. Men, you just should not be saying ridiculous shit regardless of whatever they're posting.
Let me ask you, okay, out of I think this, what it should be, let's make a quick rule for dudes, if you're looking at these photos and stuff like that and, like, leaving creepy, disgusting comments, ask yourself if you would make that comment to your sister or your mom or anything like that. Like, if you wouldn't, quit being fucking gross. And if you think you have a shot, maybe just reach out with a message and say, hi, hello.
90% of them are married, though. That's what's so funny about this shit. Is, like, you know, there's this page with someone in a straw. And she is just, it's mostly just a lot of very sexy photos. I know for a fact she's married and stuff. So it's just so funny when guys think they have a chance. Or that's why they're following these accounts. Follow it because you just want something visually stimulating. I don't give a fuck. You know what I mean? Don't write these ridiculous comments or message these girls thinking you have a chance. That's just not what's
And honestly,
happening.
Like, okay, I will be a proponent. You never know. Maybe you do have a chance. Who fucking knows? But don't be fucking weird. You can do, like, one. Do one. And if you don't get a response, guess what? I think it was a documentary in the late 90s, early 2000s. Like, She's Just Not That Into You.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Just follow that one.
But, okay, so hear me out now, Chris. So in the beginning when I first started my Instagram and this and that, and you see you were more introduced to the realm of, like, beer influencers and stuff like that, do you think women who are posting those photos are helping or harming our industry right now? When it comes to the visual representation of female in craft beer.
Are you talking about specifically more Instagram. Sexually related? Or?
Yeah, just look at Instagram influencers. And do you think that when they post in a bra and underwear, not a bathing suit, I will never say posting your bathing suit, but when you physically put a bra and panty set on in your home and take a photo with the beer or the bottle or whatever the fuck, do you think that that's helping our cause or harming our cause? I want your honest opinion. You're not, I'm already offended probably 25 people during this conversation, but this is legitimately, like, this is pretty much fully immersing yourself into my world and how I am constantly on edge on how things are being perceived. If I have a teensy bit of cleavage showing in a tank top, I wonder, Jesus Christ, like, is this going to, and people are going to think that I'm just using my tits for this beer, or I'm just wearing it's a tank top that I wore all day long.
No, and that's the thing, is it's completely subjective by whoever's creating the content. It's completely subjective by whoever's consuming the content, because like you just said with the cider review chick, she, I mean, looking through her stuff, she really doesn't have anything that kind of speaks to that volume.
Nothing.
So, I mean, again, that literally is this one dude being like, oh, I can't.
Because she was in cider. Literally just looked at it as she was in the industry.
And that's the frustrating part, too. So another part of that same answer would be the second point of my previous conversation, which we kind of trailed off from before I got to, was if you are doing that, if you are creating that kind of more sexualized content and stuff like that, you also then can't be upset if people are like, if people literally aren't like treating you with the 100% nth degree of respect and be like, oh man, you're so swell. Mm-hmm. Man, you are the bee's
knees. That's also
knees.
My PSA on this, so, as well. Like, don't think that that's of respect that you're going
to get.
You're going to
get people like this fucking guy here who are just like, oh yeah, I love to get up and
this fucking guy was just preying on people, but you're going to get people similar to him.
Yeah, you're
going to
you're going to get the chauvinistic, dickheaded people who think that they think better than what somebody else is putting
out
there.
And is that what you want to surround yourself with?
And then that's the thing, is like, that's not for us to decide.
Yeah.
I really
don't. No, that's just a blanketed question. That was actually
a
question.
That there is a correct answer to that, because
no, internally they
because
have.
Because honestly, as you just pointed out with a girl named Jake, she obviously.
Her hand is in every photo almost. Yeah,
she does a great job at, you know, creating a profile that is a lot more safe, less risque, those kind of things too. And she's obviously shown it can be built. And then you have something like Hobby Sloppy, Hobby Floppy, I'm sorry. Hobby Sloppy is the other guy. Oh, fuck. If you're not following him, go fucking follow that guy. He is one of my favorites. But you got Hobby Floppy, who literally knows, I'm leaning into this sexualized kind of post thing. And
but
then
she
that's
also
my
doesn't go like crazy deep in captions. Like, she, I respect her grind the most out of everyone's, because when you first go to follow her, she will message you and say, hey, this is what you're getting yourself into. Yeah. Are you sure that this is what you want to follow? Because I want to just alleviate all the hate and bullshit. She also just goes on her own rating scale, which she'll put in her caption. Yeah. So she puts the name of the brewery, what it is, her rating scale. She doesn't try to do some tasting notes. She doesn't try to talk like she fucking knows what she's talking about. And that's what I respect.
And also, two things on that. One, it's not really up for us to decide what kind of content anybody should be putting out there. So, yes, if there's a picture with tits and a can and nothing, cool. If there's a picture with tits and a can and it's like, this is so-and-so's Hefeweizen and it's actually their IPA, also, whatever, man. Like, you don't have to follow that shit. That's the greatest thing about this. This is, I was actually listening to a show earlier on something completely different, but they were just talking about the power of choice. Mm-hmm. You do not have to do anything. You can literally starve to death by having your body go, you need to eat something. They're like, no, I don't need to do anything. I can choose not to eat.
Yeah.
So it has its consequences, and it is what it is. But you don't have to follow these people.
Yep.
You don't have to consume their media. You don't literally have to go out of your way. Yes, Instagram might, based off of what you previously liked, show you photos with things like that. And that's up to you to click on it or not. And that's basically what we come down to.
Absolutely.
With it. So, it's unfortunately, you know, it's, I feel like it's a conversation that pops up in multiple different facets, not even just this one. like as the years go on and as, you know, social media becomes a much bigger proponent of our lifestyle, it does become very divisive where I think down the road, we've just forgotten that you can just not like something.
Yeah.
It's fucking okay. Like if you don't like something, it's not your prerogative to go out and start telling everyone how wrong they are and how they should be doing it.
And you want to preach the same concept when, like, I don't know, I don't want to say the other matter, but you don't want to judge everybody off the wrongdoings of a few. Just like,
it seems like that's kind of a big stickler for you being in that side of
it, really, because it drives me up the wall. Because now we have one of my best friends, Allie, who she just messaged me a couple days ago with some crazy shit thing that some guys were saying to her, basically telling her that she's not a brewer, to stop taking pictures in the brew house because all she is just putting makeup on, going into the brewery and taking pictures. She's the fucking actual assistant brewer. She is doing the most. She is one of the main members of the Pink Boots Society. She just hosted a brew day. Mm-hmm. Like, this bitch is in the industry, immersed, and doing such a beautiful job at it. So for her to get fucking shit just because some other biddies decide to post some shit and then society wants to blanket all of us under the same category as just beer clout chasing hoes, like, that's the shit that pisses me the fuck off.
So here's, here's the issue too. And I'm not saying it's right. I'm not saying it's fair, but it is something to point out where, like, I'm not saying accept it. But it's the environment that
no, it's not going away. Yeah, it's not going away.
And I think what it is too is just handling it in ways like this, to where, yes, it's very frustrating, and yes, it is something that, like, needs to be addressed, but it's not going to be fixed overnight. And I think it's more important too to where, like, reaching an audience and not necessarily saying, like, oh, you know, what you're doing is okay, mm-hmm. blah blah blah, but like reaching an audience and knowing, I would guarantee that there is somebody right now listening to this show who has done something not that bad, but similar of, yes, I've objectified a woman who had a can of beer in a photo. I guarantee you there's someone doing it.
Absolutely.
And that's fine. Because sometimes that's the intent from the actual content producer. Mm-hmm. But there's a difference. And I guarantee you that most of those people who know that they've done that, probably haven't gone out of their way to message this person and be like, oh, you didn't mean shit, you don't do this, you're just nothing, you obviously are just some, like, random person putting their tits out, blah, blah, blah. Because they have a fucking moral compass, and they go, hey, like, yeah, I like that photo for a reason. Whether it was the can, whether it was the tits, I liked it.
Yep.
And I may not tell, maybe I'm embarrassed by that. Maybe I go out of my way, I'm like, hey, everyone follow this person. But at the end of the day, I didn't go out of my way and shame somebody for something I'm too embarrassed to admit to myself that I actually enjoy.
I don't want this to be a thing of, like, it seems like we're shaming anyone. If anything, I want this to be an empowering movement where if you are one of those guys, if you're one of those girls, just know that you have something else to give the world besides your sexuality. I know you have a talent. I know you have something else. You have a beautiful face. You have a beautiful personality. I don't care what it is. You have more to give the world than just your sexuality, and I think that you should know that. And if you still choose the route of that being the way you use your platform and how you use your voice, whatever, fine. Look it, Cardi B got to interview fucking Bernie Sanders, and, like, I mean, she started off as a stripper, so who the fuck am I to tell you where you're going to end up in life based on your decisions right now? But just know that you do have choices, like a girl named Jake. Like, you can build a brand for yourself. You can monetize off that brand without, I mean, if you think it's still, if you still have dignity in your posts, fuck yeah. But if you feel a little about it, like, you don't have to do that. And I'm here to tell you, you don't have to do that.
I think it's, you know, not, it's, obviously I am not a big-breasted woman by any stretch of the imagination. And so I don't understand this facet of it, but, like, it's probably a far easier route to go.
Of course it is. Something.
And then that's fine, too.
It's common sense that's easier.
And I think the big thing, too, is another takeaway from this conversation is, like, maybe the fact that, you know, we don't have to put this under the lens of black and white. That's not right or wrong. Like I said, this is a completely subjective media point. Like,
100%.
Starting out, what it should be, essentially, is this: you don't have to fucking follow any of this shit.
Yep.
And if you decide to, that's fine. Just enjoy it. And then if you sit there and disagree with one of their posts, just stop following them. And I'll, you know what? I'll throw it out there. I won't say who. they had a very similar kind of profile to where there was like a lot of clean stuff. Like I actually, because they're from a local part of Florida, and I followed them, and I saw a lot of what like local breweries were doing, and it was, you know, it was cool. They did a really good job. And then they took like a paid for performance ad by like Bud Light Seltzer, and I was like, that just doesn't align with my morals, my ethics.
I know.
So I unfollowed. So that was one of those things specifically of like, I'm not going to go out and be like, oh, really? You did that? No. How fucking dare you? Blah,
but
blah, blah.
But internally, you made the decision, yeah. Unfollow, and then that's the fucking end of it, and you moved on with
and
your
I
life.
Don't, yeah, and I like, I personally, I'm not trying to sound like a pretentious douchebag. I just don't like supporting that business because I know that business invests a lot of money into legislation in my state that hampers my business plan.
Yeah.
You said it a lot more how
eloquently?
I would actually say it. I'm trying to be PC, but I know that if I spend money with that organization, it will go back into hurting literally my business
Absolutely.
And its growth, as well as my team and everything.
And
like
it's
that.
Not
so,
worth just because a media package came your way. Like
no.
I've got media packages from companies that I just accept it and don't fucking talk about it and hand it out to my friends who don't enjoy craft beer, so I don't feel bad, i.e. EJ. Like, I will give him one of those Bobo beers because I know he doesn't give a shit about the other stuff. So, like, do you, moral of the story, do you, baby boo-boo, but just know everything, it's a domino effect. I do think everything everybody does affect people in a sense, but there's a lot of people who could just take themselves out of the equation, unfollow, ignore. Don't be an asshole. Don't be a fucking Cider Mike. What was his name, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Cider Mike, shit in a hat, all right? You're an asshole.
Give your fucking balls a tug.
Give your balls a tug.
No, but yeah, big takeaway, like, you know, that shit's going to be out there. And you asked me earlier, is it hurtful or beneficial to our industry? I think it's both. I think it really is. I think, you know, maybe for every one fucking dickhead like that guy, like there might be another one who, yes, they saw a pair of tits in a photo and they're like, oh, what's that? But then they also like see what the beer is and they go, oh, fuck, I'm going to try that.
Yeah. It's
I
very
doubt
possible.
That's happening
I know.
As
I know.
Often, if I'm going to be honest.
Especially if the beer isn't even in fucking focus. But yeah, no, sure, definitely. That's exactly what
is. And that's fine,
the
too.
Outcome.
Let's just take, all right, let's use this as an exercise to just be honest with ourselves.
Exactly.
Let's just be
yes.
honest with ourselves.
I like that, Chris.
Let's go.
Like all that.
Right, I'm on.
And all spectrums.
I'm on Instagram. I'm putting my tits behind this bottle. How dare this guy go, hey, nice tits.
How
I know what I was
dare
doing.
Dare he?
And then also, like, if I'm a guy who posted, hey, nice tits, maybe don't do that. Mm-hmm. And instead go, okay, yes, I like this photo because there's tits in it. And that's fine. I'm a human being. Tits have been working on men since the dawn of time.
Save it as your screensaver.
And
they don't fucking care.
Whatever. I'm not saying that's kind of creepy, if I'm going to be honest.
I bet you $100 there's a shitload of people out there.
Oh, yeah. Wow. But at the same time, be honest with yourself. Be like, all right, I like this because of that. I don't need to sit there and like put this person down just because it's something I'm scared to admit about myself. Like, that's it.
And there's always a great way of spinning things. Example, a girl with Cider Review. She actually, from this whole debauchery, started a No Apologies project. So all just right. super cool. So that photo that you saw, that whole photo shoot was for this specifically. It says, women in cider are an integral part of this industry, and we will no longer stand for behavior saying otherwise. Join me in empowering our women. Let's see. She says, I will be spending more time posting some educational things, but also being supportive of anyone who has felt discriminated against in this community. I will push for this change in the industry. All women I know are insanely talented, smart, and beautiful individuals inside and out. Our bodies are ours and are our voices. They deserve to be heard. So I think that's badass. She turned this into a whole thing. You know, like you saw, she did a photo shoot because of this, because she doesn't post sexy stuff. And then she said, fuck you, and did a sexy photo shoot because you can fucking do that. It's your platform. It's your voice. Everything
because it's your body and it belongs to nobody but you.
Everything
Thank
is
idols
fine
for that
unless
quote.
You are harming someone else. And otherwise, I don't give a damn.
Yeah.
Don't
you know what? Admit you like teas. Put your teas out there. Who fucking cares, man? And if you don't like it, don't fucking hit the follow button.
Who doesn't like tits?
I'm going to go on record. And this is a bold statement.
They're great.
I like tits. They're
like
awesome.
Tits. Yeah. They're great. Yeah. The small ones, the big ones.
Some as big as your head.
Off-sided ones, you know.
But guess what? I'm not going to make creepy comments.
No.
Because that's rude and my mother would kill me. So.
So, anyway, I know that was a very... I don't even know the word.
It's not even risky. It's just like fucking don't be a dickhead.
No, I don't think it's risky. No. Yeah. No, I think this was just very emotionally driven. And that was my doing. Chris didn't even know I was going to fucking explode about this until I got here today. So I appreciate for letting me sound off the alarm on that. And I feel a little better.
All right. I'm glad. Now... And this is just my comedy dum-dum side. This is no way a derogatory comment towards the No Apologies Project. Do you think if I were to participate, I'd be helping or hurting?
Helping.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah.
I do.
All right. I can get me I think I got my old swimsuit.
Like,
from,
I think
high school
Hoppy Sloppy is the fucking man because I think it's not like he turns it into a joke, but kind of, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it's just, I don't know. I think he's the man.
Go follow him. Fan. He's hilarious. Oh.
Speaking of pages you should follow.
Oh, my God. Get out of my head. I was just going to say that. Time for our untapped what the fucks. Go follow him at untapped what the fuck.
I can't wait for you to see this article that I'm dying for you to see.
All right, you want to go first? You want me to go?
You go first.
Okay, so I like to diversify mine a little bit, right? This one may not be as exciting for some people listening, but I really enjoy when people write reviews as though they've literally just been struck in the fucking face by a 2x4 and they've forgotten how words work. Like, disagree with it, that's fine, but don't write like a 4-year-old who just like...
Are you making fun of someone's broken English right now?
No! It's okay, so this one is literally... All right, Laughing Bandit, Sucrum's Brewing Company, it's a brown ale. Allison writes, nope, do not like brown ales or chocolate or malt. The end.
Oh my God. Or malt.
Or life. Or beer.
I bet
you. T1000.
I bet you this fucking dum-dum eats those instant oats like every morning too and just like.
Do not like cinnamon or brown sugar or oats.
Or oats.
All right, what do you got?
So I feel really bad about this, but kind of not really. So Mama G, and it's literally not a picture of the beer whatsoever. It's just a close-up of her in a very, very, very low-cut black shirt. It says,
I'm going to need to see this for...
For science. So it's a double IPA she's reviewing. Going to watch late afternoon football in a shirt like this. So message me. I'd love another stalker like last week. That's what she put on tap.
Man, it's going to be really hard for her lawyer
Ma'am, I really suggest you watch some true crime episodes and understand what the world is like.
Hypothetically, if I Google said the beer, right? And then I look up an IP address and see where her cell phone's pinging from and then kind of like scope out the window, I could easily find out where she is. That's just hypothetically, you know what I mean? So,
yeah,
bruh. I guess it depends on what her team is, am I right? All right, mine is again on the realm of dum-dum 2x4s. Very, very ale, not very fruity, but ale. 2 stars.
It was a butt ale.
Butt ale.
It was a butt ale.
I think they might have spelled butt wrong. Like they said butt as in although, but they might have meant to put butt ale. Speaking of butt ales,
butt ale.
Don't you have one?
I do. I don't have a butt ale, but
oh man. I don't get right with the segues all the time. Sometimes I do.
All right, so Justin Mahoney.
Old Mahoney.
Old Mahoney.
How's he doing?
Reviewed Sif Folksbier. Says he gave him a 3.25. Docked a few points because Trump was still president after I finished this. Very good beer. It's a very good beer. But what?
Very good.
But doesn't this infuriate you? Because this is the type of person who doesn't understand that you just affected the brewery because Trump was still president?
Me doing like a dumb, like funny crap beer podcast, it like makes me want to think like, very good, terrific beer. It's but then also beer. This fucking guy is what we were just talking about on one of the other ones recently.
It really is.
All right.
So that's all I got there.
I got one more, and I didn't read the whole name. It's that long. but I want to give an honorable mention to just whoever named this.
So it's the beer, right?
This is the name of the beer. It's by Sturm. Yeah. Sturm Brewery. Spelled all fancy, so I'm assuming it's from somewhere else. It is Savage fucking Henry, Equinox of the Gods, a war dance through the juicy forests of haze, past the Jabberwock into the magical land where the Lubalin reigns supreme. Is this not a reasonable place to park?
Oh my. Is this not a reasonable... Like, one, no one fucking had that beer name prior to them being like, is this a reasonable place to park? So yeah. They just like added that on the end.
They're probably so tired of hearing it.
The little like...
Also, whenever I pitch names to Doug from now on, and he's like, no, it's too long. Just, can I use this?
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Yeah.
All right, well, at least we got one good thing out of this.
That was amazing. Well, maybe we change some minds, and maybe there's a few people that will graciously go tell Cider Mike to go fuck off. So
give
I think
fucking
this
balls
was,
a tug.
I think they're going to give a fucking balls a tug.
Kid fucker.
All right. All in all, I think that was worthwhile. So.
No, it wasn't bad. Again, always pushing this up until January 9th through the 16th. We have Orlando Beer Week. Follow them on Facebook. Follow them on Instagram. There's no boobies, but there's great times and good beers awaiting for all.
And if you also get wind of any breweries doing any specialty beers or events and maybe they just haven't posted it yet, shoot that page a message and let them know.
Wink, fucking wink. Breweries, get at it.
Do something.
No, so definitely go follow that. Again, huge thanks, as always, to Sticker Wolf, who is just an all-around badass. Makes some dope-ass slappers, some labels, all that good stuff. He's been doing a lot of work. A lot of labels.
A lot of labels.
Yeah.
And what's great about him, if we didn't mention this before, like, all over the country, he can get it to you. So this is not an Orlando thing. This is not a Florida thing. If you are a brewery anywhere in the entire world, just kidding. Probably the entire world. Probably just continental United States.
Like if you were in France?
It's expensive. France?
Francais.
Francais.
That's what I said. Francie.
It's Leviosa. Leviosa.
Nerd!
But, so we just sat down with him a couple last week, and he got even more equipment, and he can seriously handle whatever the hell you need him to do. So hit him up.
Yeah, he's making them bigger, faster, stronger. That's about all's I got. I wish that guy would give his toodles a tug.
God, I wish he would just get his toodles removed.
Tit fucker.
Dead. Dead.